From Lewis Capaldi, it's Before You Go at 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. Good morning, it's the best mix in the morning show with your music news now for Monday, brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Bravo hotshot Andy Cohen is solidly on Team Mariah Carey in her legal battle with her brother Morgan. Mimi's elder sibling is suing her for defamation over passages in her memoir, The Meaning of Mariah Carey, which was published by Andy Cohen Books. Morgan took issue with passages describing him allegedly getting violent with family members to the point where he was taken into detention at a juvenile facility. But according to court documents obtained by Radar Online, Cohen's lawyers say the statements could not be defamatory because all were substantially true. Because of that, Cohen wants his company taken off the hook in the suit, which is asking for over $1 million in damages. And the Backstreet Boys could have taken the Super Bowl halftime show stage with NSYNC and Britney Spears back in 2001, but they turned it down, Nick Carter reveals to Entertainment Tonight, saying, quote, "It's interesting because we were presented the opportunity to perform at the Super Bowl halftime show, and it was in Tampa, my hometown," Nick tells ET. "At the time, we came from the era of, we loved the Whitney Houston rendition of the national anthem, and for us, we got the choice and we passed on the halftime," he laughs. BSB performed the national anthem before the game instead. Quote, "But it was a memorable experience for everyone," Nick adds, "and everyone was able to share the stage, and NSYNC did a great job at halftime. And I'd like to say we did a really good job with the national anthem as well." Now Nick says he'd love to do the halftime show in the future and says it would be, quote, "pretty cool if BSB and NSYNC did one together." That is your music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show at 98.3 The Coast.